Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. You know, a police officer stopped by.
Yeah?
Yeah, and asked me where I was between 5 and 6, and I told him kindergarten. He has no sense of humor.
Not a
at all. Yes, right.
Did he slap the bracelets on you?
Well, yeah, the right.
Come on, you're coming.
Ride to the station wasn't fun, but anyway, yeah. Clear Out West Radio Show, Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with me, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
That's right. Welcome to our outfit.
All right. We've done these before, but I love these.
Yeah, do it again.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to. These are things that my mother taught me.
Okay.
Yes. I like these. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished cleaning.
Do it outside.
Right. I don't want to make clean up another mess here.
Exactly. I don't care if it's 20 below and snowing. Go outside.
Right. My mother taught me religion.
She did?
Yeah. You better pray that comes out of my carpet.
Oh, I am.
Yeah. Trust me. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. My mother taught me about time travel.
She did, didn't she?
If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week.
Slap you in the middle of next
week. Oh, man. Yep. Yeah. Yep. My mother taught me logic.
Mm.
Yeah. Because I said so. That's why.
I said so.
That's why. Because I'm the mother.
Yeah.
That was the response we usually got.
There's that. Yeah.
Right.
Because I'm the mother.
Right.
Yes.
My mother also taught me about more logic.
More logic.
If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to the store with me.
That's right. You're not.
That's right. You're going to the... I guess you're going to the hospital. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Depends.
Right. Yeah. Well, the biggest deterrent for us was we got so many stitches.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember the last time I got stitches, Mom said, if you do this again, I'm going to sew you up on the sewing machine.
That's right.
She had one of those old Singer
treadmill sewing
machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more stitches.
I didn't.
No, me neither.
I had no more.
Me neither.
My mother taught me foresight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident.
Oh, dear.
I thought that's what an accident was.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. My mother taught me irony.
Irony.
Yeah. If you keep crying, I'll give you something to cry about.
For. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that one has always perplexed me. You know, when a child is crying, they obviously have something that they're crying for, they're crying about.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Not always.
Well, you're right.
Not always.
Okay. All right. I guess you're probably right on that one.
Yeah.
My mother taught me about the science of osmosis.
Osmosis.
Yes.
That's really? Right.
Yeah. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. What is it? We spend years and years trying to teach our children to talk and walk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we spend the rest of their lives telling them to sit down and shut up.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. True story. My mother taught me about contortionism.
Oh, really?
Yes. Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck?
Look at that.
Look at the dirt on
Just
the back of your
look at
neck.
That.
Yeah, yeah. My mother taught me about stamina.
Stamina.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll sit there until that spinach is gone.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Also found out that you can't hide a clove of broccoli in a glass of milk.
You can.
No.
No.
No. It shows up.
It shows up
right,
eventually.
Yeah, yeah, right. This room, yes, this room looks like a pigsty.
Yeah.
Right? She was an expert on pigs.
She was.
We got a great show coming at us.
Goody.
John Chandler's riding along with us. Larry McWhorter has some poetry.
Mm-hmm.
We have D.W. Grothy, Don Edwards,
the
Texas Trailhands, but we're going to start with Stephanie Davis.
Yeah.
You've been a friend to me.
transmission blew.
Told you to have that thing checked before we left.
On that rusty old pickup I bought, though you told me not
to. You never listen to me when I tell you about a car. I say, look, this car is a mess.
There by the Wyoming roadside we sat. It started to snow and the wind took your hat.
That was offensive.
You kicked the tires and called me a choice name or two.
I had a whole lot more to say, you know.
But we walked the 7 long miles back to town, me and you.
It was more like 9 miles.
Did I ever thank you for that, Ray? That was really decent of you.
Forget it. What our friends for aside, I owed you one from the time when.
When?
You know when?
When?
Uh-huh. Dog days of August, we're out with the crew near Mesquite.
Oh, yes. And it was 110 in the shade.
And the boss is inspecting a freshly poured slab of concrete.
And I said, Ray, be careful, but you never listen to me.
I walk by holding a long 2x8 and turn back around just as he stands up straight.
Splash.
His first words when he gets pulled out are, Benson, you're the rude
of Venice. You're toast.
Fork in you.
You're done.
You say, in that case, you might as well fire me, too.
Well, heck, what are friends for?
You've been a friend to me. You've been a friend to me. Up over round and through.
From cloudy skies to blue.
You've been a friend to me. You're who I call when I get in a jam.
You got my number. You're who I call when I need a best man.
You know the nickname I had as a kid.
I'll never tell. You know where I keep my spare house key.
That rock, yeah, with the paint on it on the side over by the light there on 1259 Main Lane.
Hey! Okay, Boogie Bear.
Then there was Denver, remember, we stopped for a drink.
Which time was that, Ray?
Well, I'll tell you. And that beautiful blonde at the bar smiles and gives me a wink.
Oh, that time. Who could forget that?
I thought my long stretch of lonesome was o'er.
Yeah, right.
Till you pulled me aside and said, partner, before.
I tried to warn you.
Things go much further, you might sneak a peek at her throat.
I can't believe you didn't notice it yourself.
By the size of that apple, I'm guessing your filly's a colt.
Your hen was a rooster.
You've been a friend to me.
Those hairy knuckles should have tipped you off.
You've been a friend to me. Hey, the lights were dim in that dang
and
bar.
And it may not always show.
But I know you know I know. You've been a friend to me.
Say, Ray, ask my friend about that $50 you owe me. Am I going to see that in this lifetime?
Wait a minute, $50?
That's right, $50.
How about
bucks.
The $40 you owe me from last night's poker
that
game?
That
was 30. There was $60 from that last speeding ticket.
You are not serious.
Yes.
How is that possible when I wasn't even driving the car?
Did you or did you not say, step on it, Ray, we're late.
Oh.
So I step on it, and then all of a sudden, woo, 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 pull it over.
Yeah, there you go, our good buddy Stephanie Davis, with the help of Ray Benson.
That's right.
From Asleep at the Wheel. Yeah, great way to start out.
Good.
Cow Radio.
Duh.
And I always love the ending of that.
Yeah.
And you probably couldn't hear it, but Stephanie asks Ray, says, hey, is this song long enough for you? And Ray says, this song is longer than a Mike Curb record contract.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yeah.
makes me laugh.
Inside joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Inside joke.
Obviously had a record contract
with
Mike Curb. Yes, yes, he has. Yeah. All right, Clear Out West Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. You betcha. Part two of this, that, and the other.
This, that, and another.
Well, we decided we just needed another.
Well, why not?
We needed another round of this, that, and another.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and that's kind of what our theme has been for the last 25 years.
We don't.
20 years, something like that.
Everything we do is this, that, and the
this,
other.
This, that, and another.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you do when it rains?
All Labor Day weekend? All Labor Day weekend. What
exactly.
do you do when it rains?
Yeah.
You go out and work in it.
Yeah. You get wet.
You get wet.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no, actually, where I was going is you take the grandkids out and do a little puddle jumping. And that makes Mama real happy.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it. But, you know, that is so outstanding.
It is.
It is so much fun.
Well, and it's necessary. Well,
absolutely is. We had a whole house full of grandkids over Labor Day weekend.
Yeah,
and it rained all weekend.
Exactly.
But we did. We went outside.
Puddle jumping.
Put your jackets on. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to go outside and we're going to get wet.
Well, and they don't want to come back in. There's no. Uh-uh.
Yeah. They don't come in until they're absolutely turning blue.
Oh, right.
Because they're. Little
freezing.
Fingers are so cold, and they can't stand it anymore. But absolutely,
yeah.
Well, it's the same deal. It's the same deal in our country. We have long, hard winters.
We do.
You know, if you're going to live in our area, you better be hardy, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to work in it.
Nothing gets done if you don't.
Right. So you bundle up, you go outside, you get your chores done, you come back in, sit by the wood stove, and get warm again.
Yes.
Right?
And there are two successful things you can do with gloves on.
Right. Tell them.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, you can freeze your fingers.
Yeah.
For one. And the other one is you're going to wet your pants.
You got it.
Yeah.
We need to ditch out to a commercial, and when we come back, the Texas Trail Hands are going to sing to us.
Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.